I want to go to 1 Corinthians 15, and I want to start in verse 38. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased Him, and to every seed His own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. The glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is a glory. Someone from Kentucky wrote, "Eat the fly and quit drinking the soda." Lord help us. This, Alfred, I just want to apologize. This is not the normal church. I've only been gone 3 days and someone did something with all these people. I'm not sure. I hope you feel welcome. This is, you know, this church, you know, they, you know, you hear, "Oh, we treat you like family." We really do. In fact, if someone has smelly socks, you just have to put up with it, you know. This is a real family church here. All right. Where was that? 41? 41. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Now, the first Adam failed. The first Adam failed. God had, I'm going to draw the worlds out as they really are. Hang on.
Don't you think the first Adam failed because he listened to his wife?
You know, listen, he's only gutsy because Deborah's not here, guys.
I would be laying in the floor, right? But it's just, you know, the verse came to me because you said that, and Adam sat there and watched. He do it all and didn't, you know. He
all right, I'm going to give you some hint on what I believe about that in just a second.
I bet y'all week, though. That's your toughest week.
Well, that's why I can say something, because she's not here and I'm not made that before.
Yeah, but she may have been watching the internet somewhere.
I know. Deborah has a particular way of payback.
I'm not even going there. Adam was born on, I'm sorry, not this planet. This planet over here. This is the first Earth. And you got to understand that God's foreknowledge knew all of this before it was going to happen. So this is the very beginning when He spoke the world into existence. Before here, nothing but His righteousness. After that, He spoke all the planet and the stars and stuff in afterwards. Let's go back there to Genesis chapter 1. People misquote this passage all the time. Yes, ma'am. Planets?
Yes.
Yeah.
How big they are, how small the Earth is. It's just
You're going to see more in just a minute. Well, that's all the earth, so keep that straight. Those are different fragments of the earth. I want you to look at two passages. Take Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 2:1. And people misquote these two passages as if they're saying the same thing. Now, you guys that know, just be kind. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Look in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts with them. What's the difference? One's plural. Y'all with me? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's Genesis 1, verse 1. Y'all with me? God created the heaven and the earth. Look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. Was the earth without form here? No, it became without form and void. Genesis 1, verse 2. You got it? Earth destroyed. First two verses. Diane, you're like, wow. You're learning something here this morning, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Alfred, are you learning anything?
Yes,
got it? Genesis 1:1. God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. It's as if, have you all ever taken a clay ball and put it in the water and it just dissolves in your hand, that goes right through your fingers? That's exactly what happened to the earth there. It was plunged into the deep and it became without form and void. And a lot of people believe, as well as I, that that is the fall of Lucifer. The catastrophic fall of Lucifer. Mentioned in Isaiah 12 and those places. You all understand? Verse 2 again. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, that deep that it was in, and made it without form and void. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. And He called the light day, and the darkness He called night. Now you understand, at this point there is no sun. You all understand that? There's no sun at this point. It's not until verse 8 when we deal with that. And so He resurrects the earth, and this is the second earth in which Adam is born. First one having become form and without, this one being destroyed. And Adam was made out of this dirt right here. And made out of the dust of the ground, the Bible said. That Adam, that first Adam, became a living soul. Basically what you are as a human being is 2 pounds of dirt. That's about what you are. Bunch of minerals. So what gives you the breath? Well, God gives His Spirit into you. Go to Genesis. Well, let me back up. I had to skip. Genesis 1, verse 26. I want you to see in 14, and God said, let there be light in the firmaments of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for a sign and for the season and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmaments of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so, and he made two great lights, one, of course, of the moon. So here, after he formed this earth, is when he formed the what? You understand? The day and night had nothing to do with the sun and the moon and darkness. You all understand? Go like this or like this. I don't understand this. That I don't quite get. Huh? Yeah. I am not drinking the Kool-Aids or eating the donuts. Verse 26 now. So after that, God makes man. And God said, let us make man in our image. Now that's the Trinity. See the us? That's the Trinity. Well, come on. Larry doesn't look as good as me. We don't look alike. William's actually of color. I was going to say black, but that's just ridiculous. I never have got that yet. You know, I'm trying to figure it all out.
He's darker.
He's of a darker skin, tall and handsome. He's that tall, dark, handsome guy y'all always looking for. He is not like Larry the short little white guy that can't dance. And listen, I've seen Larry dance. Trust me. No. Just listen to me. How were we made in the image of God? Well, as God is a Trinity, we are also a Trinity. This is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, body, soul, and spirit. Y'all understand? That's how we look like God. The first Adam was made a living soul. You have a living soul inside of you. Y'all understand? Your body is not a living entity. When that heart stops, guess what happens to the body? It quits. You can't make it in the body. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot get in with the body. Well, worse than that. Adam, this first man, go to Romans chapter 5. Hold on to Genesis. Go to Romans chapter 5. Aren't you glad you're here this morning? You'd have hated to miss this. Amen?
Amen?
Hold on to Genesis, right? Sterling's saying, I don't have that many fingers. You got to slow down, preacher. All right. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. Well, how did that come about? By Satan? By one man. What is sin? You need to put 1 John 3, verse 4 right there in your Bible. That's what sin is. Y'all understand? He sinned. Adam sinned. Why did he sin? What is it? 4 verse 3? Or 3 verse 4? Huh?
3 verse 4.
Did you look it up?
No, I got the note here.
Oh, okay. From before? Or did you just write it?
No, no,
no. Oh, well, then that's right. That's what I thought. What, are you trying to confuse me? So I haven't had any sleep. I don't care. I can preach. Thanks, Steve. He's laughing his head off because he's probably dozing right now. Go to Genesis chapter 3. I'm sorry, 2. Genesis 2. By one man, sin entered into the world. It didn't come by Satan. And we're going to hold on to Romans 5. Have you all let go of Romans 5? Well, if you found it once, you'll find it again. That's the good news about it. If you've never been there, like Philemon, I'll never forget when Brother Moore turned to Jude. I'm like, is that in the Bible? That was before I got saved, guys. I got it now. Genesis chapter 2. Sin is transgression of the law, right? Now watch this. One commandment given here. Oh, well, I want to read verse 7 first. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed through his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. You need 1 Corinthians 15 there where we were just at. All right. Now, come on down. Yeah, you guys can't even remember either. Let me get you the exact verse so we're not messing your Bible up. 45. Y'all like writing your references down so you can find them? Okay. Because you're straining me. I'm having to remember all. I'm so tired. I want a nap. Okay, I'm just going to... Everybody lay their head down on their desk while they're at work. Listen, if I fall over all of a sudden, I'm not faking it. Somebody come give me CPR. Start with the girls, but if they can't get it done, knock the girls off, guys, and do whatever you can. Okay? You know, start with the girls, but if they can't get me going, just please feel free to knock them off and start. All right, verse 16. I'm having so much fun. I don't want it to quit. You know, that's the problem with our church. You just don't ever want it to end. Amen? Amen. For the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. Everybody. Thou shalt not eat of it. That's the commandments. What is sin? Transgression of the law. What did God say? Thou shalt not eat of it. Everybody. Thou shalt not eat of it. Okay? That's what God said. So, now he didn't tell that to the woman. He said that to the man. Now the man should have been washing his wife with a word. Amen. Obviously, Adam found other things to do with a woman than read the Bible.
He didn't have one.
Ha ha. No kidding.
But they had communion with God every day.
That's right.
In the garden.
Oh, thank you. I'm saved by Tony.
They did. They had communion
with
God. He walked with them. I mean, every day.
He walks with me and he talks with me. Yes.
I mean, so it's a little different.
No, absolutely. All right. He said, thou shalt not eat for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, you see, the first Adam came along, and had he not eaten of that tree, this is what the tree looked like. No, I'm kidding. Those are not horns. That tree, when he disobeyed God, are you listening to me? Sinned. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Remember, by one man sin entered in the world. So what happened? Go to Genesis chapter 3. It is fascinating to me, these tree things. No, I'm not joking. It's fascinating. If you believe your Bible, if you're a Bible-believing saint of God, you'll be fascinated by this. I guarantee you. Serpent gets up there. He doesn't quite look like a serpent, though, I bet. He probably looked like a really good preacher. And she listened to him instead of listening to her husband. So you women, don't listen to me, listen to your husband at home. Get to know the Bible first, then listen to your husband at home. No.
That's one difference when I hear you see me as that
statement. Yeah. Now watch. And so the serpent says unto the woman, verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Ye shall not surely die. And God knoweth that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that looks really nice, and that it was pleasant to the eye, it's a beautiful tree. And a tree to desire to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave to her husband with her, and he did eat. He loved Eve, and he knew that if Eve was going to die, he wanted to die too. That's why he took of the fruit. But you know what? He loved that woman more than he loved God. And thus the fall of man. When he ate into that fruit, he wasn't being deceived, as Timothy calls the woman. He was in flat rebellion when he ate it. You understand? He had transgressed the commandment that God had given him. And thus this Adam had fallen. You all understand? That started the whole thing. Now hold on to the story for just a minute, because I'm back here. Don't you think God knew it? Yeah, come on. He knew Adam was going to mess up, and in his mind he had already set up the redemption through another tree. Sin came from the tree into man. Here it went from the man into the tree. That's fascinating. I can't. I'll rewind it. Man ate of the tree and sin came into man. And when the man bled, the sin came out and onto the tree and into the ground. You want to see it one more time? I'm just kidding. That was a little Jim Carrey. Obviously, that rewind was not as good as his. Y'all understand? Those two trees are important. These two atoms are important. These two atoms represent the fall and redemption. They represent both. As one came up and into the fruit of the tree and into the body, the other one bled and his fruit went out of his body onto the tree and into the ground. That isn't by coincidence. That's by design. Your redemption was perfect. As the sin came up, the sin went down. By what? By one man. The second Adam. Now what was the difference between the two Adams? Well, Adam lived along and he what? Sinned. What did he do? He rebelled against the law of God, didn't he? This one, for 33 years, did what? He was the sinless Son of the holy and righteous God. Was he the sinless Son? Yes, he was. Until the day he fell. You know what? This one was born in the natural shell of a sinful human being. But he had never sinned. Y'all understand? Jesus Christ kept the law, kept everything. Did all right. First Adam, he was sinless at the beginning, had fellowship with God, walked with God. He walked with God and he talked with, you know, I mean, come on. The second Adam was born of a woman, born in the sinful flesh, yet he never, ever sinned. You know why? He had the blood of God. That's why God had to have a spiritual interjection of Mary's womb with life. Because had it come from the same seed. See, the problem is people think they sin because they desire a drink or they desire dancing. You do not desire those things because you are a sinner. You desire them because you're in sin. You understand? You were born into sin. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 3. I am so glad you're here this morning. Good looking crowd and great. Getting a lot of text messages off the internet. Just keep texting me. I love to hear them. They make me smile that you're watching. Verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature. You didn't get it unnaturally. You got it through nature. How? Through Adam. And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. You got it? Because you were born onto Adam, you were born into sin. Now hold on, go back to the story in Genesis for a minute. Two Adams. We got two Adams. Go to Genesis. Chapter 4. Verse 1. Are y'all getting this? Okay. Am I a good teacher?
Yes.
You guys are liars. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. And she said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And by the way, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. That's the whole point here. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That saying is a biblical saying. And Abel also brought the firstling of the flock and the fat thereof. And you know what that little stinky Cain did? He got jealous. And while they were out there, you know what he did? He murdered his brother, Abel. Why did Cain murder Abel? He was born in sin. Y'all understand? Why did he sin? He got that nature from his mom and dad. I do not expect two white people to have a black child, nor do I expect two black people to have a white child. You understand? Neither can two sinners have anything but a what? You got it? You're born into sin. You're born no good. You're born with a sin nature. Why? Because of Adam. Now look at the difference here in Genesis chapter 5. Now this is a great little piece. You'll want to get your Bible pen out for this. He sends Cain out in the land of Nod, wherever in the world that is. I love to hear people who are smart try to explain all that stuff. I don't get it. I just know it was. You know what I mean? Verse 1. Genesis 5, verse 1. And this is the book of the generations of Adam, and the day when God created man in the likeness of God made he him. That is Adam. You got that? How do we know that? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. You need to put that right there. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness. What is that? In sinful men's likeness. Not in the purity of God, not in the just, but now in the likeness of Adam. You got it? Well, you better say it loud so I don't have to repeat it.
Okay, in verse 2, and called their name Adam.
And yes.
Plural, and then he goes back to verse 3, singular.
Well, he called their name Adam is singular. There? Yeah, their name Adam, one name.
One?
They were one, okay. As in the marriage, Ephesians chapter 5. Now watch, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness. That is the key. And after his image, not God's image, in fallen man's image, in sinful condition. You were born in sin. You know why you lie? You're a sinner. You know why you lust after guys? Sin. You know why you guys lust after women? Sin. You know why homosexuals are homosexual? Sin. I always get in this argument. Well, they say, Professor Dr. Hampton, tell me this. Do you think homosexuals were born that way? What do you think? Yes, they were. They were born in Adam. You know what? Their choice of sin was homosexuality. You know what an adulterer is? He was born in sin too. He just picked adultery. Another one, I know a few of these liars. There's a few packs of those liars. You know, liar, liar, pants on fire. You know, why do those liars lie? They're born in Adam. They were born in the likeness of Adam. So was everybody born in sin? Do we all have the same sin? No. We're all sinners. You know, these people that try to judge homosexuality and won't judge adultery, they're ridiculous. You know what God sees sin as? He doesn't see sin as... He sees sins, no matter what, as that. It's big to God. You break one, it doesn't matter if you're a liar. James 2, verse 10 says, if you keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, you're guilty of it all. Okay, so you're a liar. You any different than a murderer? No. You know the son of Sam, that mass murderer? I believe that man saved. I heard his testimony on 2020 or one of those. I believe the man saved. Say, how can a man like that be saved? Because Jesus Christ died for sinners. He's definitely one of those. Y'all with me? By one man, sin entered into the world. People say, well, I think you quit sinning. Just try it. That ought to keep your full-time occupation going. You know this? That's a humanistic existence of trying to speak no evil, see no evil, hear no evil. But you know, the problem is that the evil isn't outside, the evil's inside. That's the problem. The evil isn't from the sin coming in. It isn't that guy with that buff body that the women lust after. The lust is inside of them. You know what? You can close your eyes and that guy could drift off and you can imagine it in your own mind. Amen? Many of y'all, when ain't nobody looking, you have evil thoughts in your mind. You know what? You think you're fooling your grandmother? You might be. You might even be fooling your mother that you're something good, but you know what? I know exactly what you are. You're no good. Did you hear me? You ain't any good. Say, well, come on, come back to church. Yeah, I'll tell you the same thing next Sunday. You ain't any good. It ain't going to change between last Sunday and this Sunday. You know what about this preacher? Preacher ain't no good. I mean, you know, when I get sick, I was sick this beginning of this year, pretty bad. You know, I started thinking about David. I should have told my wife, I need a 20-year-old to lay with me to keep me warm. That's all I could think of. King, he's a man after God's own heart, amen? And you're going like, oh, preacher. That's why she got me that, so I won't need a 20-year-old. By one man sending it in the world, you don't have a choice. You know what? You don't have a choice of what color you were born. Amen. You don't have what day you were born. You don't have whether you were born in sin or you were born in sin. You don't have a choice. The only choice you have is whether today to choose life. That's it. You could choose life. You could be saved today. Absolutely 100% be saved by choice. Provision's already been made. The second Adam has already shed his blood. The reversal of what happened back here is already taken care of there. And you live right here. Well, that's not true. You live right there. Y'all understand? There's two Adams. The first Adam fell. But God, before that first Adam ever failed, God had a plan knowing that that Adam was going to fail. And He made a provision for all human beings for all sin back there in 33 AD. There isn't a single thing that you've got to go do, have, whatever, to be saved. It's already been done.
Amen.
You know what people have a hard time doing is relaxing.
That's right.
I use the illustration all the time of the wheelbarrow. You know, a lot of people believe that they believe. And this guy gets on a wheelbarrow and he walks out in the middle of the Grand Canyon with a wheelbarrow and he gets about a third of the way and he stands there with his wheelbarrow and he says, how many of y'all believe? Yeah, so he backs up and he gets to the edge of the Grand Canyon and said, if you really believe, get in the wheelbarrow. All those people shouting, there'll be very few people jumping for the wheelbarrow. And once you're in the wheelbarrow, you think you can get out and help? I bet you would sit there as quietly and as still as you could possibly be. But let me ask you a question. When did you get in the wheelbarrow? When do you know for a shadow of a doubt that you've been in the wheelbarrow? That's the question. And you know what? If that's never happened, it could happen today.
Right.
In your heart, you can say, I'm jumping in the wheelbarrow. That's all you have to know. I'm getting in. I'm trusting Him. What did He do for you? Listen, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ went to the cross and made His Son to be sin for you, who knew no sin, that you might be made the righteousness of God in Him. It's a gift. And we talked about that earlier, amen? So I want you to understand, you have to have the gift. Why? You're in that first Adam.
That's right.
And without that gift, you can't get there. You've got to have the gift. When was there a day that you received it? And you know what's weird about that gift? You can buffalo me. You can come up to me and say, I got a date. I got this gift. And if it wasn't this date, I got this. And you know what? I don't have to worry about you because I'm saved. Here's the fact. I cannot save anybody in this room. Do you all understand that? Impossible. Say, preacher, can't you tell me the words? No, I already preached them to you. Say, preacher, can't you coach me into what to say? No. You either believe the gospel and are righteous as God, or you're in Adam and you're going to die and go to hell. Think about it. So today you got a decision. If you want the second Adam to represent you and his shed blood to cover you of the intake that the first Adam did, you can choose that right now today. You're either in one Adam or you're in the other. One last verse and I'll be done. Go to 1 Corinthians 15:22. You know, guys, I really think it's the greatest honor of any man. And I joke and try to have a good time and preach. But, you know, I've got to tell you guys for real that all that matters is your salvation. You get beyond that, you can figure it out. But let me tell you, you got to have that. Where did I tell you to turn? Oh, 22. Yeah, I couldn't think for a minute. He says this, 22, 1 Corinthians 15, for in Adam all die. Everybody, in Adam all die. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. You see that? That's it. So how do you get out of this Adam and into this Adam? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You don't have to walk anywhere. You don't have to say any sinner's prayer. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Isn't that great? That's why we call it Grace Bible Church. You know how many people need redemption? They're in bondage. They don't know if they've done enough. They're on the treadmill trying to please God, doing all that. None of that pleases God. You know what he says about your righteousness? All your righteousness are as filthy rags. He's not impressed with you. He's certainly not impressed with Barry Hampton. But he's impressed with the Lord Jesus Christ, I can assure you.